And you're tuned to Pop 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 Defect Radio. Subversive music. Subversive music for dangerous times. I'm your host, Skidmark Bob, as we trek through some of the most radical, independent, uncensored, conscious music I get sent, steal, or borrow. Please stand by.
Ago, Vice President Dick Cheney in San Francisco was greeted by some protesters in the audience. Let's listen.
At the same time, they provide jobs for their workers and real value for investors. Acts of fraud and theft.
We'll be right back. wonder why. Your city's fucking burned! No!
Defect Radio.
Soundtrack of the Resistance. Please stay tuned for playlists and contact information at the end of this half hour broadcast.
Pop Defect Radio.
Osama bin Laden, Mullah Omar, Saddam Hussein. You fill in the blanks. Those are the thoughts we have been conditioned to think by the media. We have virtually no choice in the matter. There is, though, another terror that ravages the land. It affects not thousands, but millions. It affects whites, blacks, Anglos, Latinos, citizens, immigrants, male, female, gay, straight, Jew, Gentile, northerner, southerner, from Maine to Mississippi. It is the terror of financial failure, the terror of not getting next week's paycheck, the terror of being fired, of being unable to pay rent or the mortgage, of seeing one's children racked by hunger. This is the silent terror, the hidden terror. Indeed, it is the invisible terror that is all too real. It is one that the state not only refuses to fight, but refuses to acknowledge. After the September 11th disaster, at least 800,000 people have lost their jobs. Dishwashers, maids, hotel workers, computer employees, travel agents, booking agents, and the like. But as stunning as that figure seems to be, it is but a mere percentage of a larger problem. Before the 11th of September, indeed, according to economic indicators, since March of 2001, at least 8 million people were out of work due to the economic recession. 8 million people. 8 million invisible souls, unemployed, gripped by a terror that almost defies description. Why is that not a national emergency? Why no mass mobilization nor media-orchestrated outrage? It's because they are poor, and the poor are expendable. The corporate media, the possession and instrument of the wealthy, has no interest and sees no profit in educating either the poor or working poor in the failures of an economic theory or system which works for them yet betrays the poor. It is not in the interest of the established to show the holes in the economic miracle. Globalists wish to ignore this ugly reality. What does the Dow Jones Industrial Average or the S&P rate or the latest NASDAQ mean to 8 million unemployed people? A year ago, economists were proclaiming the end of the business cycle, boasting that the only way stocks could go was up. Their boasts came on the eve of a recession. In a time when the poor are treated like lepers, when their dreams are dashed, a daily terror reigns. From death row, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal.
Yeah. Osama bin Laden is on dialysis. Are you aware of this? So you mean you're telling me that this guy, who's the mastermind of all evil, he is everywhere. He could be in this room tonight. He is everywhere. He is everywhere. You're telling me that the evildoer is hooked up to a kidney machine in a cave in Afghanistan?
And you're still listening to Pop Defect Radio. That was Gunspilking with Covered in Gore, Knee Deep in Limbs. You also heard the Nerve Agents in there with War Against off of their Butterfly Collection on Epitaph Records. You heard Momia Bujamal with Spoken Word doing A Daily Terror off of the Apocalypse Always compilation on Alternative Tentacles. Stretch Armstrong was in there with Set Free off of the Rituals of Life album on Solid State Records. Go to www.stretcharmstrong.net. You heard Anti-Flag with No Borders, No Nation, a split CD with the Bouncing Souls to be released in September 2002. Go to antiflag.com for more info. Youth Brigade in there with another unreleased, not yet released track called No Difference Anyway, out in the spring of 2003 on BYO Records. You heard Peaceful Meadows with The Big Bribe off of the No Justice, No Peace, No Peace CD on Allied Records. We heard The Bouncing Souls with No Security, another yet-to-be-released CD off of the split CD with Anti-Flag, released in September 2002. For possible airplay on Pop Defect Radio, send your music, cassette, vinyl, or CD to PDR, P.O. Box 7507, Santa Cruz, California, 95061. That's Pop Defect Radio, P.O. Box 7507, Santa Cruz, California, 95061. And we're hailing from the illegal studios of Freak Radio Santa Cruz, 96.3 FM. You can go to www.microradio.net/FRSC and log on to our live stream. You can find this program as well as many other fine programs at www.radio4all.net. That's radio4all.net. And we think we'll end this broadcast of Pop Defect Radio with a track from Hot Water Music off their album No Division, a track called At the End of a Gun. Once again, thank you for listening to Pop Defect Radio.
Business, not people!